The Duxbury Board of Selectmen discussed the FY 2022 budget for each town department that included a 1% increase across the board. But with COVID-19 restrictions, some portions of town funds have been affected, especially beach funds that the town has lost. The board mentioned the school budget will be especially challenging, and Duxbury could face a 2.5% override to help finance the schools. Newly elected Duxbury Selectwoman Amy McNabb suggested layoffs or pay changes for town employees, but would not like to see taxes being raised.
I actually believe that most of our employees would understand the reason behind this and agree to it. However, tough decisions and tough calls have to be made during tough times. A 2.5% override would, people are going to be clearly faced with harder and harder financial situations in their own homes. So to increase their taxes, that's going to be a super tough sell for me and for this town to swallow. I hope we can avoid that.
Duxbury Selectman Dave Madigan handed the suggestion over to town manager Rainey Reed, who says he has never experienced a town union to agree to a pay cut and would probably lead to layoffs to cut the budget.
I'll defer to Jeannie and Rainey, but I don't think our unions are that flexible. We had a couple going into mediation and forcing us to give them what we gave them.
I've never seen it in 20 years of doing this.
No, I think it would come with layoffs.
Yes,
to union members rather than renegotiating the union contract. We have to make cuts, reduce it.
The Duxbury Board of Selectmen may decide to do a zero-based budget and see what each department comes back with in regards to any increases that are needed. In Duxbury, David Cedrone, WATD News.